Welcome to the Hode Study Group. Please complete any rituals before we begin. I hope that Yasod and Malkut have been impacting you in a positive way as you rebuild your foundation. Many students of Kabbalah often report the impact of Malkut and Yasod making them feel a little bit chaotic or unstable, and sometimes even more panicky during the past couple of months. Others, though, report a sensation of clarity and a more vivid recollection of dreams. This is a period of time through which the releasing of the bubbles that used to be issues and emotional attachments are finally happening, that we are getting that emotional charge being released during this time. Another really neat experience that many people have during the Malkut and Yasod period is the ability to remember things that were once forgotten or that were foggy in recollection. The whirlwind of emotions makes way for more stability and clarity during this time. In the process of letting go, sometimes we do feel sadness, a coming to terms with loss. Loss of opportunity, loss of youth, loss of not having that partner, that romantic partner, or the job of our desires, but coming to terms with who we are in this moment, who we are right now. The acceptance of this gives us tremendous space to grow and to rebuild a foundation that introduces for us the opportunity to manifest the things that we feel are missing. We gain a tremendous amount of stability during this time, including that generated from our emotions. Let's talk about dreams for a second here, because in Yasod, dreams were definitely a vital part of our experiences. Often people will ask, are dreams a part of the healing process itself, or are we to take from them information from the dream and try to figure out what there is to heal? Dreams are, in fact, a part of the healing experience because they bring to our attention the issues, the wounds that we need to look at. The fact that we are beginning to remember our dreams a little bit better now is the very first step. The second step is recognizing what has come up in the physical realm so that we can shift it, so we can change that entire emotional processing piece. With the dreams themselves, we're going to find a lot of similar energy and sensation. These are cues that there is healing necessary. The process of climbing the tree is a process of growth. In every sephira, we are reborn. We grow and change multiple times in multiple ways every single step. We have to look at how we can shift and be reborn so that we can feel and exist at a higher vibration than we did before. It's good that anger and fear are coming up because that means they are ready to be healed and shifted into a higher vibrational space. Hode is a more intellectual and thought-based sephira than we've experienced before. It is the anchor to our mental patterning. Here, loving by will, living by will, forces us to see people as doing their best and to allow them to be where they are. This is always such a challenging thing, right? Because we recognize that people are not where we are emotionally, mentally, spiritually, or even physically sometimes, but we have to allow them to be where they are. We cannot force someone to change, and we certainly cannot force them to meet us where we are. We have to recognize where they are and either choose to walk away, or we have to allow them to experience life in a way that they are choosing to experience it. When someone is ready to shift and grow and change, they must take the steps to do that for themselves. All we can do is open the door. Love itself is a force of the universe. It is not an emotion. I'll say it again. Love is a force of the universe. It is a vibration of creation itself. It is not an emotion. So if you are dealing with it in that way, if you are recognizing it as a force of creation, you are working within Hod. Netzach balances Hod, and Hod balances Netzach. Right now, we are focusing on Hod, but recognize that there is a sister sphere that is coming into play even as we are focused on Hod. These two sephira are the closest to the physical realm. The energies literally go across from one another, and they work in union. They cannot function independently. Part of working with Hod and Netzach is finding the intellectual and emotional balance of love. It's good to first work with the intellectual aspect and then bring in the emotional aspect so we can understand it better. Working with the artwork generated in Yesod was extremely important, and I hope you all completed that aspect of your homework assignment. This particular assignment was designed to help prioritize wants and goals. It helped to build the confidence, motivation, and reminding tools that we need to move forward into Hod. Yesod rebuilds the foundation and uses the subconscious to help us do that. We are literally building your temple on a rock to understand your needs, dreams, and desires, because without understanding those things, we have no hope of building a strong foundation. It was important to strip everything away and to rebuild in Yesod a new foundation. If you still don't know what your foundation is, how are you going to integrate it into your life, especially in the higher energies of the other sephira? So if you have not yet completed that assignment, stop listening now, go back and complete the assignment, then return to this space. It is important to ground our energies so that it is clear how we want to move forward on the tree. The Ritual of Hod. This is an extremely powerful ritual that you are going to now incorporate into your ritual practice each day. I've made a copy available to you, but I'm going to say it out loud anyway so that you can experience it yourself energetically in this moment. You can repeat it after me if you like. I, state your name, am a seeker in the kingdom of eternity, in the light of all things. I am a center of expression in God's world, and I accept the truth of God in all things. And through that, I shall gain and find and have the glory and splendor of all things, great and small. Amen. I would like to point out a few key points in your correspondences for Hod. First of all, we must spend a little bit more time working with the tarot during this particular sephira. It's also very important, and I'll make a reminder here, not to receive any sort of psychic readings or channelings or tarot throws from anyone else during this period. You must begin to do your own inner working at this point. You must do your own cards, meditations, and psychic exploration during this time, rather than relying on someone else. Tarot was actually created as a secret way of sharing Kabbalistic teachings with family and friends, because it was illegal for quite some time to study the Kabbalah. The Rider-Waite Tarot deck was the original deck created with very powerful symbology to teach the secret meaning of the spheres and the magic of the tree itself. This became a way to pass down information without being arrested. Today, We ask you to meditate with the cards, meditate with the appropriate gemstones as listed in your correspondences to further connect you with the energies of each sphere. Hode is important because it helps us really understand who we are. One of the aspects of understanding who we are is understanding where we are lying to ourselves and where we are telling ourselves the truth. We've gotten very used to hearing ourselves be dishonest. Some of the dishonesty comes from programming by others, and some is self-programmed. The bottom line, though, is that if we aren't truthful and we create lies for ourselves, we perpetuate the illusion and drama that we then choose to live in. You're going to receive a list of 22 statements that you are going to complete with a 2-sentence answer for each one. This is extremely important because what it does is it starts lining up your truths about certain concepts and people in your life. And you will begin to redefine your answers based on how your truth begins to change and grow and come closer to divine truth. You are studying the tree because you want to grow, to develop, to be a better person, to progress as a spiritual being. In order to do this, you must identify your truth, or you will live in half-truths, and this makes it impossible to grow. This assignment, these 22 statements, are about making ourselves accountable for the truth. In this next month, please take stock of this list and start becoming more aware of what you are deceiving yourself about and what you are flat out lying to yourself about. Then, shift it with the 4 worlds so you can bring in what you truly desire as you solidify your foundation. For the next few weeks, choose a partner from our study groups that you can work with. Here's what you will be doing with your partner. Identify the top 5 issues/concerns/half-truths or lies on your list for yourself. Then you will create the 4-world statement to bring change. The statement will support you in this process and empower you for each of your chosen issues. So, for example, you're going to choose to bring in passion or compassion, joy, hope, motivation, something like that. You will do the 4 worlds meditation, and I'll explain that in just a minute, with either your partner or by yourself. The reason we do this with our partner is because our partner can help us identify whether or not we are being truthful, whether or not we are truly being transparent with ourselves. In the case that we may not have a partner to work with, you can do this by yourself, but you need to do it into the mirror. It is particularly challenging for us to lie to our own faces. So this is one exercise that I would urge you to do in the mirror with yourself if you do not have a partner. If you do have a partner, within this next month, review 1 issue with your partner per meeting. So you'll meet 4 to 5 times via the phone or in person, however you choose to do it. The idea is to help one another recognize the truths and empowerments that wait within each truth. It's very important that you do not volunteer your thoughts or opinions with your partner unless they specifically ask you for it. We don't want to enable one another, and so we've got to be very careful to be positive about our statements, our observations, because this is our partner's true vulnerability. This is where they know they need support and growth and health. So we don't want to enable, but we also don't want to be in a space of judgment. Next, we're going to specifically discuss that now you are facing this truth, how you're going to approach it differently. How are you going to troubleshoot your actions, your attitudes, your thought processes so that you can formulate a new truth, a genuine truth. Your partner can help you make a definitive plan, or you can do this again on your own if necessary, as to how you are going to implement the positive, proactive decisions so you can make your world a little bit easier. So, your Four Worlds ritual is going to look something like this. You're going to ask the question, how do I bring more blank? So maybe we say passion into my life. How do I bring more passion into my life? You will then tone Atziluth to bring in fire energy. The images that you're going to have in your mind as you're toning are the red or gold triangle. You will then ask the question again, how do I bring more passion into my life? You will then tone Bria for air. The image is light blue square. Ask the question a third time, how do I bring more passion into my life? You will then tone Yetzira for water. The image is dark blue square. Ask the question a fourth time, how do I bring more passion into my life? And then you will tone Asaya for earth. The image is green circle. You will do this process, this Four Worlds process, for each of the original Four Worlds questions. I chose passion for the example. So I would then say, how do I bring more passion of God into my life? And then I would go through the Four World toning again with the visualizations. How do I bring more understanding about the truth, about my relationship with passion into my life? Then I tone the Four Worlds again. Each time, give yourself space to receive an answer. The answer may be audible, it may be visual, it may be a sensory response answer. Give yourself time after you tone each world to receive that information and allow yourself the space to receive it in a way that may not be how you expect. So, in other words, no judgment, simply receive. You will continue to experience dreamtime energy that gives you the responses you may not feel you are getting during your meditative and ritual processes. So allow yourself the space to receive and then ask to dream on it before you go to bed each evening. Be sure to journal after your meditations so that you remember the responses you're getting. Do this also when you wake up first thing in the morning so that you can identify any sensations or information you may have gotten during dream time. Most importantly, remember to work with the answers in your everyday life, being as conscious and aware as possible. As always, put any questions or discussion topics in the comments below. I'm excited to see what you're experiencing.